To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the Lake Show on a Wednesday night that sure feels like a Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And if you're traveling, take it easy. Tip of the cap to the MnDOT crews, the county crews, the local crews. They did a really nice job. And this one was a challenge. I admit these early storms, for those of you old enough to remember, and maybe you haven't heard about it if you're younger, the Halloween blizzard all those years ago, the legendary Halloween blizzard. And here's the problem with these early season storms. You still have warm ground. I was out doing yard work on Sunday in the middle of the day, and I wasn't even wearing a coat. It was that warm. So the ground was really warm, and I was on the air for Henry last night. We all know this. Ground is warm. Raining, snow moves in, and it gets windy and it's below freezing. And the tendency is if you have concrete or asphalt, this stuff bonds like glue. And I got up early, snow was over at my house, and I went to work. And I am out of shoveling shape. I will say that. Because the snow thrower, no good. The old Cub Cadet, no good. It's got the metal scraping bar, and I keep it, you know, good and low. But it was just no good. Because in reality, there wasn't all that much snow. So with the shovel, you kind of got to get that edge under there. And then you hit one of the expansion joints in the sidewalk. And that. So my technique is way off. I'm out of practice. Kind of like riding a bike. But the good news is all the shoveling I did bright and early this morning before I did the 740 sports hit with Rena, sitting in for Vanita today on the morning news. I got quite a bit of work done. And as Dan Gladden for years has said on Twins broadcast, I got my lather going. So I'm kind of like, man, yeah. So I was a little worn out after all of it. Hopefully you made it through. And I know on drive time, they touched on, you know, the storm and this and that. And I want to get your feedback on a couple of things. How did you fare through all of it? Did you have any trouble? Here in the cities, it wasn't really too bad. Certainly this morning on my way to work, there was some scattered slippery spots on the county roads, but not too bad. And if you're from these parts, you kind of know the drill. And that amazes me is how quickly we adapt. Whether you spent a winter here or a lifetime in this part of the world, we can go from sunny, comfortable temps in the 50s to this, and not really bat an eye. And to me, on some level, that is impressive. That we just kind of, oh yeah, well, here it is. And on we go with our day. So how did you fare? And then beyond that, a little bit about the weather coverage leading up to this. And I know the Weather Service has their criteria for winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings. And there is no doubt the wind was howling. And I'm sure in the open areas, visibility was difficult. Travel was difficult overnight. What'd they get, 10 inches up in Duluth? And then it kind of dropped as you got to the cities. Far northern suburbs, 5-6 inches. Heart of the cities, couple of inches. So, but the wind was terrible. But how would you like to see the coverage of weather events change? Because I know the concern is, say, in the spring and in the summer when severe weather threatens, that maybe we raise the alarm bell too much. And when a storm is bearing down like this, like we had, we could see it coming. We knew it was coming. And I think they did a pretty good job of predicting where in the cities the rain, the drizzle, of the fog would turn over to snow. It was almost right on time. I was on the air until about 9, and snow was moving in, and by the time I woke up this morning, you know, we had received snow. So I think all in all, the forecast was right on. And in my 3 hours on the air, we covered the weather, but weren't alarmist. Because I think for the most part, we should all know the drill. And I wasn't out on the freeways this morning, and if everybody just kind of slows down, takes their time, allows for that following distance, I think we're going to be okay. But I'd love to get your read on that. How did you fare? How did it go? Because it sounds like, and I heard the weather a moment ago, that We might get a little bit more, maybe 1 to 2 Friday night, and then maybe even a little more than that on Saturday. But the further south you get, it could be an even bigger deal with the next weather event coming through. As a matter of fact, the winter storm watch is up for the extreme southwest corner of the state. And that includes the likes of Worthington, Laverne, Marshall, and then over to Jackson. And I have driven that stretch many, many times over the years. You do not fool around with I-90 in the winter or I-94 out of the cities up toward Alexandria and Fargo-Moorhead. Or for that matter, if you live in the Dakotas, I-29. You don't fool around, especially if the wind is howling. But that is the latest. Once again, winter storm watch in effect. And here's what it says for the southwest corner already. That'll go into effect on Friday at 3 and continue into Saturday at noon. So Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night. But we could see snow here in the cities, and then a real cold snap after that. By the way, our number is 651-461-9226. And the number again, 651-461-9226. Was the storm about what you expected? Was it less than you expected? Or was it more than you expected? I think they did a pretty good job nailing this one. I really do. And I remember on Thursday morning being on right after, or I should say Tuesday morning, once again, it feels like Friday, but it was Tuesday morning. Chris Schaefer was on with Vanita, her final day of the week. And, you know, I think he did a good job of nailing it down and what it was going to look like. And I think the Weather Service did a pretty good job of nailing it down. I think this is one of those where we should give credit where credit is due. And they did a nice job. Now, it's always the case where if we didn't get anything and it was all right, it was, see, they got another one wrong. And Jonathan Lowe, you studied meteorology at Iowa State. And I have to give credit where credit is due. I think they were right on the money with this one.
Number one, Mr. Thompson, a joy and a pleasure as always to be working with you. Number two, I don't care whether we, and I do, I'm not using the royal we as in everybody. I'm using we as in weather folk because I am a weather folk.
Yeah, for sure.
We should never get blamed for using the tools at our exposure to predict the weather. We get stuff wrong, but we are not to blame. We should always be given our just due as to getting storms accurate or inaccurate. And this one, they got on the money. Pretty much, they got on the money.
I think so.
So, again, there's a reason I'd joked about this for years, why weather people are right about 50% of the time. It's called job security, folks. Job security. Just to keep you guessing on what's going to happen. Keep you on your toes. If we got everything right all the time, it'd be boring. It'd be boring. Job security.
And I think in this case, it was right on the money. And I've been at CCO a long time, and you've been here a long time, and we have worked together for many, many years. And we do get weather. I typically am in on the weekends. For many years, it was Saturdays and Sundays. And now it's Saturday afternoon. And we will get weather in the spring and summer, and certainly winter-type weather, late fall, into the winter, even into the early spring. And my approach toward it, and once again, I don't have the AMS seal, the American Meteorological Society seal of approval. I didn't go to school, but I've reported the weather on the radio for my entire career, starting in small town radio and then going to Sioux Falls in about 10 years there, and then coming back to the cities in the late 90s and starting here at CCO. And I always just try to report what I see on the radar, what the warnings are issued, and what the forecast is issued. And I've never tried to alarm or get people riled up. And I think it's probably because you grew up in Kansas City, went to school at Iowa State. You went out west earlier in your career. You've been in the cities a long time. For the most part, we should know the drill when it comes to severe weather in the spring or summer. And winter storms, and I just think the duty is to report. Here are the facts. Here's what we expect. And I go back to last night. The people that do this for a living and put out the forecast, I think they got it right. And I think they deserve credit for that. So
the goal of a weather person or a meteorologist is to try to be accurate. Of a climatologist, of a anyone that deals with this, because you know that everyone is affected by it. Unless you live in an indoor structure 24/7 all of your life, you're going to go outside. Yeah. You're going to drive outside. You're going to walk outside. You're going to play outside. You're going to do, you know, you're going to have events outside. You're going to do all sorts of stuff outside. And so whenever you go outside, no matter if it's minus 20 and wind chills blowing, wind blowing for a wind chill, or it's 35 and a wintry mix, or it's 75 and bright and sunny, or it's 95 and humid and thunderstorms are rolling in. You're going to have to deal with it, no matter what it is.
Yeah, and people should know how to deal with it going into these parts. I guess the one thing that kind of annoys me when it comes to it, and there is a tendency, and I put this out there. It's like, hey, you know, if you didn't put that winter survival kit in the car, you may want to do that. You know, I don't need to spell out what needs to be in that kit. Yeah, go to the store and buy one. But I think the point being is that day in and day out, well, you may need a coat tomorrow. Oh, really? You know, that's the stuff I don't need. And I think generally we do a pretty good job. Or I try to do just report, here's what's going to happen. Here's what they're saying is going to happen. And I kind of was reporting last night on the air as that rain changed over, as it kind of moved into the metro area. And I think that I think that can be helpful for people. It kind of moved in from the St. Cloud area into Elk River, down I-94, and then eventually into the cities. But it's by no means to alarm. So hopefully it went well. Was it about what you expected? Did you have any trouble in all of this? Looks like we're going to get a little more in here Friday night and Saturday. The heaviest stuff, southern Minnesota, that'll dry across southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, parts of Illinois. They're going to get the heavy stuff from this next storm, but we'll get a little light snow the way it looks early in the weekend. Then a real cold shot, temps moderate by the end of the week, and we will have a full update on the weather at the bottom of the hour. As always, 651-461-9226 is our number. From our text line, there is more to the state than the 7-county metro. Yeah, completely agree. And typically in the spring and summer, we will put out warnings, tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings, outside the heart of the metro area. And sometimes people get annoyed by that. Well, you know, it's sunny here in Burnsville. Why are you giving me a warning for the St. Cloud area? And I think that's always been a criticism. Or when maybe they interrupt on television a sporting event to jump in. I think they typically only do that when there is life-threatening conditions. Severe thunderstorm warnings, tornado warnings, etc. Yeah,
usually when somebody breaks in, because all of the stations, all the television stations now have their graphics, their corner graphics that they have that show the counties, and it's usually the counties in the viewing area. So you won't go up to St. Louis County here in the metro. You won't go out to Yellow Medicine or Lacqui-Parle counties here in the Twin Cities, because those are covered by Duluth or Rochester or Alexandria.
Yeah, or counties down in the Laverne area.
Or Fargo.
Worthington, yeah.
So you get the closest areas, the closest counties to your area, and then they only really break into broadcasting if it's a what we call a PDS, a particularly dangerous situation for severe weather or tornadoes, rotation, tornadoes on the ground, that sort of thing. So even though people think that all the weather people are, you know, Chicken Little saying, oh, go to your house now, you usually only get wall-to-wall or really broken, interrupted coverage for your regular programming if it's a situation that needs, deserves attention.
Life-threatening.
They're situation. Very judicious.
Yeah, I agree. And another text here. That was pretty good. I think there is pot on how they called that. Less in the South Metro, more in the North, and then more than that, even north of the cities. Duluth, I think, was the leader, top of the leaderboard. At 10 inches.
Sometimes we got a hotline to Mother Nature and she answers. Sometimes the line's busy.
So, I tip of the cap on a forecast. Well done. And boy, am I glad I was able to get that stuff scraped up. The sidewalk I cleaned up this morning in part of the driveway. It's already dry. I mean, I'm proud of the work I did. It is 624 Lake Show. Steve, Jonathan, in for Henry and Chris Tubbs here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Henry is taking some time off, and he'll be back in December. Steve Thompson, Jonathan Lowe, you hear us both on the weekends, and the college football season already winding down a little bit, and we'll have more on that later in the show tonight. Talk college football, some big rivalries coming up, the game, Badgers, Gophers, Paul Bunyan's axe, all of that a little bit later on in the show, and then we'll be in with college football final. Some area teams still alive, D2 playoffs. Minnesota State, they're alive. They'll be on the road again. St. John's, Bethel, Division III at home. UW River Falls, they get into action in the D3 football playoffs as well on Saturday. So we'll have game reports on all of that stuff coming up Saturday on college football final. Back to the weather. And today is one of those magical days in TV news. Everybody's doing the live shot at the airport. You know what? I know budgets are tight, but I just don't understand the need for that visual. Everybody knows people are flying to get somewhere on Thanksgiving, either get home, visit relatives, whatever. It is a very busy travel time. And having someone standing at the airport, and the networks do it too. They've got someone at an airport in New York or D.C. or whatever, all doing the busiest travel day of the year. And there's people scurrying about at the airport, like always, 365 days a year. It's just one of those things I don't understand. You could use B-roll from 20 years ago and not have the camera, however they send it. It used to be an uplink. Now I'm sure it's some sort of feed-through Wi-Fi back to the studio. I guess I just don't understand, you know, why the need to have the reporter, the camera operator, and all the things that go into it to just have someone standing at the airport saying, yes, people are attempting to travel today. Okay. 6:31. I got it out of my system for another year. We'll have the weather in a moment. Jez Myers will join us from the Windy City out of the Wild. Terrible October. A complete 180 in November. They've been great. They've only lost one game in regulation this month. They're climbing the standings, and they get a rival in Chicago. It'll be the Wild and the Blackhawks tonight, about an hour from now. Once again, Jez Myers joins us in minutes here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is windy in the Windy City at Midway. Winds west at 28, gusting to 41. The temp 33 degrees with light snow. It is hockey weather. And Jez Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. He covers the Wild, and his work available online at TwinCities.com. Jez, always good to visit with you.
The red hot Minnesota Wild, Steve. I think you need to classify that 9-1-1 in their last 11. 9-1-1, and there's got to be some sort of joke about other teams dialing the emergency hotline or something. I don't know. Yeah, they're playing well. They've got a two-headed goalie monster. That's the big change in November. Is John Hines was in a tough position today because he likes to kind of rotate his goalies because they're both playing so well. But how do you sit a guy down after he had a shutout in the last game? Well, he's done that two games in a row now. Gustafson had a shutout in Pittsburgh, sat him down and played the other guy, played Wallstead in Winnipeg. Wallstead gets a shutout in Winnipeg. He sits him down, and tonight Gustafson goes back in the net to play the Blackhawks.
What a great problem to have, and you've brought this up, and we talk regularly, and we are so grateful for your time, Jess, is with this compressed schedule and trying to squeeze in all of these games, and by the way, they have a back-to-back coming up on Black Friday and Saturday in St. Paul. More on that in a little bit. But, what a great situation for the Wild to have two goalies playing. Well, it is huge for the Wild. That's the reason they're headed in the right direction.
And I've written about this, Steve, but, coaches generally don't like to think about goaltending. You know, in an ideal world, they just have one guy. They ride that one guy. They don't think about it. Well, this is almost a similar situation for Hines because both guys are playing so well, he doesn't have to think about it. He says that we'll just have them rotate. You know, they stay physically sharp then. They stay mentally sharp. You know, I've mentioned it before, but the funny line we heard from Filip Gustavsson in the preseason when he was getting used to Jesper Wallstedt in kind of the backup role, and, you know, last year the backup role was filled by Marc-Andre Fleury. Filip Gustavsson's line was, well, I speak Swedish a lot better than I speak French, so we're going to get along fine. And, you know, it's kind of cool. These two countrymen, they really, you know, I asked John Hines about them competing against each other for playing time, and he said they're not competing against each other. They're competing with each other. You know, they're both working toward the same goal here, and right now it's working.
Yeah, Jess, I kind of looked. October was really bad, and there was a lot of concern, and rightfully so. And when you look at what happened in October, by my count, they dropped 6 games in regulation in October. No points, nothing. Here in November, that's happened only once, and that's huge if you want to get to the postseason.
Yeah. In October, they played 12 games. They won 3 of them. You know, they got points in 3 more. They had 3 overtime losses, or some people just count those as losses. But you do get a point out of those. But they won 3 out of their first 12. That was just not good enough. You know, when we had all kinds of rumors swirling about trades and whether they'd be forced to make a coaching change and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. But for whatever reason, November comes around, they flip a switch, and not only are they playing great, but, you know, I wrote about this too. One thing that may be a little underestimated, a little underrated, getting Matt Zuccarello back has played huge dividends because he's a force in the locker room, and he has such incredible chemistry with Kirill Kaprizov. Man, are those two fun to watch together.
Yeah, so as bad as it was in October, can November last a little longer? It's weird sometimes in sports how that happens. In the course of a major league season, you'll see a team, oh, they came out of the gate, they were terrible in April, but they had a much better May. It's weird how it works that way, but with this Wild club, it has certainly been the case.
And we've seen this with this franchise before. I go back about 10 years to when they went and got Evan Dubnyk in a trade in the middle of January, and it was like a whole new team after that. And Dubnyk is interesting. On a recent podcast, I heard him talk about that. You know, he came in from Arizona. There were no expectations on him. And, you know, he had played pretty well. And the team was buried so deep that there were, like, you know, nobody was thinking, oh, this guy's going to turn around and get him to the playoffs. So he could just come in and play. His only job was to stop the puck, not think about any of it. And I think maybe you're getting little of that now. This team has learned how to just throw the past away, forget about that lousy October, and just play. And if you crunch the numbers, which I love to do even this early in the season, on Halloween, they were looking at about a 30% chance of making the playoffs. And right now, that's about doubled. They're into the 60 to 65% chance of making the playoffs range. Now, we've got a lot of hockey left to be played. Oh, we're barely a fourth of the way through the season. And, you know, myriad things can happen between now and April crunch time. But it's certainly trending in the right direction.
Yeah, and Jess, back to the goaltending and the Wall of St. Paul. Boy, that's a pretty good nickname.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, there is marketing potential in that. I'm sure somebody already
absolutely.
Is trying to cash in.
Oh, but there's T-shirts out there already that you can buy, you know, right. on the internet, sure. The Wall of St. Paul. And that was my line last, you know, in Winnipeg. I said his nickname, Jesper Wallstedt's nickname, obviously, is Wally. That's the easy nickname. But I said they're going to have to drop the Y. It's just going to be Wall, the way he's playing.
Yeah, and, you know, Jess, it's huge, though, for this organization on a number of levels because Filip Gustavsson got the big contract extension, and rightfully so. Kind of came on the heels, or was it before or after Kaprizov? Doesn't matter, both got paid. So you had that, and that was a huge positive. But for this young goaltender to finally emerge, and once again, we'll see over the long haul, over the course of 82 games this season, and hopefully postseason, how he performs. But it appears he has arrived. That is a big deal for this club down the road because it gives them flexibility down the road as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, since we're talking about the Swedes, I wrote about this today, but another fun surprise with this team is Marcus Johansson and the start that he is off to. Last 15 games, he's got 15 points. He's averaging a point a game. And this is for a guy who was, you know, he turned 35 years old this year, which, you know, by NHL standards is getting up there. He had kind of a down year last year. He signed a one-year contract in June. He was going to be a free agent, but they said, how about this? We offer you a one-year deal. And how about this number? I know, you know, to you and me, it sounds like a lot of money. He's making $800,000 this year. I mean, that's pennies on the dollar compared to what some of these other forwards are making around the league. And he's having just a fantastic year. And it's fun talking to Johansson because he says, you know, when you get some points early in the season like he did, then nobody's saying, gee, why isn't he scoring? You know, why aren't things coming around for him? So when you get that cushion, then you can just play. Again, it's about just playing relaxed. It's not thinking about scoring. It's not thinking about, man, I got to get points on this shift. It's just going out and having fun and playing hockey. And that's what you're seeing from guys like him.
Jez Myers of the Pioneer Press joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Wilder in Chicago. They take the Blackhawks tonight, 7:30 start. Then Thanksgiving off, and then right back at the rink for that Black Friday matinee against Colorado Avalanche. And what an extraordinary start for the Avs. I mean, it's stupid. They've dropped one game in regulation so far.
You talk, hey, you want a measuring stick? You'll find out a lot about where this Minnesota Wild team is by about dinner time on Friday afternoon, because that Colorado team is just silly. You know, from their goaltending all the way on out. You know, they were a wagon last year. They didn't quite get, you know, as far as they wanted in the playoffs. They've put things together this year, and I gotta say, you know, as fun as this rivalry is, you got to be happy for a place like Denver, which is really a great sports town. You know, they love their Broncos. They turn out for the Nuggets. They love the Avalanche. Their baseball team was so lousy this year that they really needed something to cheer about. So, good for the Avalanche and maybe a fun rivalry. Let's throw it back to 2003 and Andrew Brunette and show some of those highlights, you know, kind of the first great moment in the history of this franchise.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Bob Kurtz's call and that Andrew Brunette goal is so fantastic. Boy, Bob Kurtz, just a legend.
Steve, since we're talking about the game in Chicago tonight, kind of a fun thing going on, kind of adjacent to the game. The Foligno brothers, Nick, who plays in Chicago, Marcus, who plays for the Wild, they're having what's called the Foligno Face-Off tonight. And it's a fundraiser, and you have to choose. Are you on Team Nick or are you on Team Marcus? And you got T-shirts you can buy. If you Google it, Foligno Face-Off, and it's all a fundraiser for cancer research. Now, unfortunately, I have something in common with the Foligno brothers. They lost their mother to cancer. So did I. And, you know, a defining moment in their lives because she was such a force in their lives. So this is a really fun way to honor her memory and kind of, you know, perpetuate that sibling rivalry between these two guys. And, you know, they're best of friends off the ice. There was some great video of Marcus last night going over to Nick's house and playing with his kids, you know, Thanksgiving week, times when families get together. They just happen to be doing it on the hockey rink. Now, sadly, Nick's not playing tonight. He's hurt. He's got a hand injury, so he won't be in the lineup, but Marcus will be there for the Wild. And you know, kind of a cool thing, makes you think of family, makes you think of the holidays, and bless the Foligno brothers for what they're doing to raise money for cancer research.
Yeah, great, great cause, and thanks for sharing that, Jess, for sure. About the Chicago club, real quickly, it has been a struggle. It's a great hockey town. We know that. This rivalry has been pretty good over the years, but the Blackhawks, they're on the comeback trail. They're getting better.
I was at a Vikings-Bears game. I think it was 2 years ago. Right. Walking out after the game, the Vikings won it. I think it might have been one of Kirk Cousins' last games where he was healthy for the Vikings. And a fan I'm talking to on the walkout is talking about the long-suffering Chicago fans and how tough they have it. And I wanted to say, come on, man. You won how many Stanley Cups in the last decade? You know, don't give me your long-suffering stuff. But With that said, yeah, this Blackhawks team is rebuilding. You know, they got Connor Bedard a couple of years ago because they got the first overall pick because they were lousy. They haven't quite put things together yet. Maybe a little better than expected this year. And, hey, as a proud Minnesotan, let's just say it, Sam Rinzel, rookie from the Gophers, Oliver Moore, rookie from the Gophers, a big reason why they're maybe a little better than expected. They're getting a lot of help from some young guys who came out of the University of Minnesota. So, yeah, let's reignite this rivalry, too. You know, people of the current generation don't understand how much fun North Stars Blackhawks was at one time.
Oh.
And, you know, obviously the Wild have had a good rivalry with Chicago, but it's not quite once what it was. Let's bring that back. I think that would be fantastic.
I have two words, LC cord.
So, one of the funniest moments, a friend of mine told me about this, is the playoff game against Chicago at Old Met Center. And there's an announcement that comes over the PA system in the first period, and they say, there's a car in the parking lot, the doors are locked, the car is running.
Oh, sure.
And then they said, Illinois plates, and the place erupted. You couldn't even hear the license number. You know, because like...
That's awesome. They would do that at the tournament. They would do that at the tournament at the old Civic Center as well. And I think the PA guy was Dick Stanford for a long time, if memory serves.
He was, yeah. Fantastic voice.
Yeah, and he would do that bit as well. He wouldn't mention Illinois plates, but that is a fantastic bit. Well, Jess, always good to visit with you. Happy Thanksgiving, safe travels, and hopefully we can visit again soon.
Always great to talk hockey, Steve. Best Thanksgiving to you and your family.
All right, there he is. Jess Myers, Pioneer Press. It is the Wild and the Blackhawks from the Windy City at 7:30 tonight. Quick break. We'll come back. Gophers, Badgers Saturday. Huge slate of games around the country starting on Friday, continuing through Saturday. The game in Ann Arbor. We'll get into some of that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is the Lake Show. Stephen Jonathan in tonight. Henry Lake has a night off. Chris Tubbs has a night off. Tomorrow night between 6 and 9 here on CCO, we have a Thanksgiving special. Very well done. You'll enjoy. And then from Purple Insider, Matthew Collar in on Friday night. So a lot on the Vikes as they get ready to travel to Seattle. And, of course, J.J. McCarthy in the concussion protocol. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the program. Right now, college football, tons of rivalries. Two games of note in the Big Ten on Friday. Early on the CBS, Iowa at Nebraska, then the nightcap on NBC, number two Indiana against Purdue. Big battle. That one's in West Lafayette. So some college football on Friday. Then on Saturday, the game early, number one Ohio State at number 15 Michigan, and the Buckeyes favored by 9.5. They are unbeaten. And, of course, in these parts, Paul Bunyan's axe, Wisconsin has had a forgettable year, but they have won 2 of 3, and they play Minnesota Golden Gophers coming off a very disappointing loss at Wrigley Field to Northwestern. Defensively dreadful in that game against the Wildcats. Gophers 6-5, 4-4 in the Big Ten. Badgers 4-7, 2-6 in the Big Ten. Gophers already bowl eligible. Coming off another poor performance on the road. And for me, this is the Badgers season. They aren't going to a bowl game. Their coach was on the hot seat much of the year. They had a brutal schedule. And Jonathan, you know, you and I, week in and week out, share the mic on College Football Final. You know, you follow the Big Ten and Top 25. You look at the heart of this schedule, the Badgers. Now, I know they were bad, but in a 4-week stretch, at Michigan, host to Iowa, where they got blown out, host Ohio State, they got shut out and blown out, and then at Oregon. That is a brutal stretch for any team, especially if they struggled. And, oh, by the way, earlier in the year, they were on the road at Alabama. So, as of late, they did get thumped at Indiana. But before that, they had a nice win at home over Washington. They were ranked, and they beat a ranked team in Illinois. So that gives you, they've won two out of three playing better. And then you got a Gopher team. This is huge. I mean, if they can walk out of this year 5-7 with Paul Bunyan's axe, he could say, hey, that's a pretty good finish, winning 3 out of 4.
Well, this is the way you look at 5-7, and you look at it as an up, because Wisconsin, yep, they've been good for years, and they've had 8-4 records, 9-3 records, but they haven't been able for probably a decade plus, been able to really match the top end teams. And you mentioned it, four of those games that you mentioned in a row, that was four of the top five in the Big Ten, and then they faced the other one. So they faced the top five teams in the conference, plus an Alabama team that had just gotten hot and would go on a roll of their own and are still in the mix for the playoffs. So Wisconsin has had a brutal schedule, but they haven't really been too competitive against that brutal schedule. So it's, we'll see what happens to Fickell. But it's going to be interesting to see how they handle this, if they win, especially if they win on Saturday here in Minneapolis.
Well, and they would finish the year having won 3 of 4 and two of those games against ranked teams. Now, granted, Washington and Illinois is near the bottom of the top 25, but that's not bad. This could be a challenge. We've got the news and weather in a moment.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.